Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics, starting out with Chris Temple. We may go on with Chris. It's hard to say at this point in time. The guy is so bright that I can't just say, hey, Chris, you've only got one segment. So we'll talk about something else possibly. But having said that, to start out with, you know, Chris sent me an email that really made a lot of sense. He sent it back on February 4th, and he said, Al, lots of things to say about things like the 70% income tax proposal, and now a proposed bill to limit corporations on stock buybacks until they raise wages, take care of workers, etc. After telling us for so long, you can't legislate. Now the left wants to do so. Chris, you make a great point. Let's talk about that.
Well, you can't legislate morality. And look, I want people as their homework assignment for this weekend, Al, to go to my website, nationalinvestor.com. Click on the commentary section and you'll find a story that I wrote. It's a little bit dated, but it's just as relevant today. The title is Real American Heroes, and it's of one of the heroes of my life, though he was dead before I ever was born, a man named George F. Johnson, who was the founder of the Endicott Johnson Shoe Corporation in upstate New York, where I'm from. And that was the epitome of how a corporation treats its workers. In the Depression, he laid off nobody. Everybody got their hours cut modestly. Everybody pulled together. His laborers signed a loyalty oath, in fact, that they would not allow communist agitators, which you had in those days, to come in and unionize Endicott Johnson workers. They didn't need it. They already had a square deal from their boss. Before Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama were a gleam in their father's eyes, George F. Johnson gave all of his employees and their families cradle-to-grave health care. They didn't lobby for it. They didn't have to go on strike for it. He gave it to them because he followed the biblical principle that when you have employees, you treat them as if they were your family because, by extension, they are. Now, we have had people for years tell us that you can't legislate morality. They have de-Christianized the United States of America, and they wonder why, when by default we now have a money standard and money is the God, the almighty dollar, sure, and not God himself, they wonder why you have the stratification of wealth. They wonder why trickle-down economics doesn't work. And what the Ocasio-Cortezes and the Bernie Sanders of the world need to go back to the drawing board on, Al, among other things, is to question, should we have eradicated Christian values and a more homogeneous, cohesive culture from our country? Because when we got rid of that, guess what? We got rid of any social construct that was there that would lead to the kind of thing they're talking about now having to do by coercion and by legislation, because people don't know that they can or should do this themselves.
You know, I got to tell you, it's Jay Taylor and I had numerous conversations on this subject over 10 years ago. Having said that, the decline of moral values in the United States, Chris, are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I'm looking forward to, Chris and I, by the way, are going to be doing a special edition. We're going to be watching, obviously, the State of the Union address, and then we are going to immediately put it up, put our comments up afterwards, our opinions. But you can't tell me that the United States is on a positive moral course right now. I just simply cannot believe what's going on. And, you know, you look at somebody like Mr. Endicott, that, in my opinion, is what capitalism should be all about, and not the stuff that's going on right now. I really, because of what's going on right now, I have to tell you, as one of my kids said on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, I fear for our country, and I really do. I want to talk about the other subject you were talking about, though, Chris, and that has to do with limiting stock buybacks until a company raises wages, takes care of workers, etc. Takes care of workers is a pretty, pretty open-ended, nebulous concept. What do you think?
Nebulous is an understatement. It's
exactly,
it shows that the people who are proposing this, they're playing just to crass, ignorant class warfare. They have no idea why they're proposing this, except that they think it's going to get them votes from the people who are just angry that somebody has more than they do. At no point in the proposals, whether it's from Senator Sanders or Chuck Schumer is on board or Elizabeth Warren or any of these other people, they don't even, in my opinion, morally, to a fair extent, they're taking the right position. Legally, constitutionally, economically, they have utterly no idea what they're talking about.
I agree.
Now, Bernie Sanders, and I've said this in the past, I met him years ago when he was still in the House. Good guy. He's a sincere guy in what he says. He sincerely believes in the things that come out of his mouth. Unlike Chuck Schumer, unlike some of the Democrat Party leadership, I believe Bernie Sanders does. But here's a guy who, for all the different proposals he's making, that now Elizabeth Warren is mimicking them, or this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is mimicking them. Tell me about social credit. Tell me how you're going to pay for this stuff. Because there is a way that they can get what they want, but they have to be able to say these things and propose these things based on two foundational principles that they run away from. Number one is you have to have a Christian social consciousness and culture. They've said we can't have that. We're going to be a secular country now. Okay, well then don't complain when people won't voluntarily, you know, share the wealth, so to speak. The other thing is, when have any of these people ever come out and
Chris,
said,
I want to stop you just for a second. You made a point that I think is worth discussing, and we have a little bit of free time here. We've got about a 2 minute, maybe 3 minute or so window here before we have to wrap this segment up. And that is, I think the problem with the progressives is it is all about secularism. I really do. And moral values simply don't fit into that picture. And, you know, and I think that Bernie Sanders probably, I agree with you. I think his heart's probably in the right place, but I think he's just, you have to have Judeo-Christian moral values, in my opinion.
Well, I think you do need that, but you also need to have an understanding of economics and money. And for as long as we have a privately owned fractional reserve banking system run by the Fed in the way that it operates, it by its very nature is the antithesis of the kind of money system that would foster Christian economics, that would foster everybody in society sharing the wealth. By its nature, the money system that we have leads to the kind of stratification of wealth and the haves and the have-nots that we have today. That is part of the animal. Yep. And until these people attack that and say, we need to abolish the Fed, we need a system of social credit, we cannot have man as the servant of money, we need to come up with a money system that serves man. Until they do that, all this pie-in-the-sky Marxist claptrap is worthless.
Well, it is worthless, Chris. There's no question about that. I really have to, we bring up an interesting subject, and I'm happy to go into this another segment on this one, but we don't have to also. You look at the real agitators today. Alexandria has invited a real active feminist agitator to be her guest at the speech tonight. It'll be interesting to see if that woman does anything, State of the Union, I should say. What I have to ask you, Chris, and we got to take a real quick break here. Let's just come back for about 8 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. One more interesting question. Mr. T and I will be right back.